I've lived in a ground floor flat, Jonathan, for about 10-15 years now, and the man above me has been there for, I don't know, about 5 years, and I'll speak to a friend occasionally, and he seems to think I'm shouting on, raising my voice on the phone, comparing with the noises he does. About 2 months ago now, he came downstairs and knocked on the door. There's actually dents with the knuckles that are in the door, you know, where he's banged on the door. I stand my word when I tell you these words. He said, if this carries on any longer, I will effing kill you.
And he believes that you are you're a noisy neighbour.
Yes.
Well, you don't... I mean, you're talking quite gently to me now. Is that because of
it? Well, I don't know. I'm not a sort of a person, Jonathan, that adjusts. I'm now, and I am me all through and through.
Right. So you don't ever speak louder than you're talking to me now?
I am not a Jekyll and Hyde, Jonathan.
Right. So there's no way... Because you don't sound like a shouter.
Well, I mean, I should hope I don't give you that impression.
No. But this guy thinks that you are loud on the phone.
Yes, and he came down and he said this to me, and he's been down on other occasions, and I think it's twice he said it, and I actually called the police on the night he did say it, and I spoke to somebody, you know, this was out of hours, about 10:30 at night, and they said, oh, we'll send a fax or something through to the local neighbourhood officer. They came out and they spoke to me, and they said, oh, we'll sort it out. Then a couple of sergeants came out.
So you're quiet, you don't make loads of noise. Why do you think the neighbour said, if you carry on being so noisy, I'm going to kill you?
Jonathan, I wish I knew. I'm scratching my head every day.
Do you think he's crazy?
Well, no, I don't know. I mean, he's quite forceful, and the way he comes across.
Are you scared?
I am, yes. I'm, you know, like you use these words, neighbour from hell, I think I'm living in that. I do, I really do.
Is this something that is really, it's affecting you day after day?
Yeah, it is, yeah.
And are you frightened because of what he's said?
Jonathan, when he shuts the door of upstairs and I know he's got to come downstairs to go out, I'm thinking, is he going to come and bang on the door? Is he going to come and, what's he going to do? Is he just going to go straight out?
And have you tried having a conversation with him and just saying, look, I just wanted to clear the air, because if I'm making any noise, I'm genuinely sorry, I didn't intend to make any noise. And if ever I'm making too much noise, I'm happy for you to just, you know, give me a gentle tap on the ceiling or whatever and I'll try and quieten down. But I'm not aware of the fact I'm making lots of noise.
Well, I just feel, Jonathan, I'm not backing away from what you're saying, and I do take on board what everybody says, but I just feel that he's a bit too forceful.
Oh, there's no doubt about it. I mean, coming down and saying he's going to kill you, that's a dreadful thing.
Well, yes, I mean, that's going... isn't that going beyond, if you know what I mean? You know what I mean? Can you talk to somebody when somebody says that?
Peter, I want to help you.
Please. I wish somebody could and would.
If I pass you back to my team, can I take some detail? And I'd like to try and do something to help you out.
Thank you.